listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls are always welcome here. No cancel culture, 844-967-2789.
Dom, before we jump back to the phones, I want to read from an email solicitation from Rebecca for Governor. Here's what she said, coming out of the convention, you know, asking for a little cash. And she's got a survey, and I'd like the audience maybe to help us take this survey. Yeah. So I want to get to this before we take the callers at 844-967-2789. Friend. Well, apparently she uses that term kind of loosely with me, Dom. Friend. 12 years ago, I did what many thought was impossible when I defeated the Madison Swamp's insider candidates to become your lieutenant governor. Now, I would point out the insider swamp candidate was Brett Davis. That was Scott Walker's choice. And she actually was eliminated on the first ballot at the GOP convention straw poll back in 2010. So the party didn't love her. You know why she won? Because Charlie Sykes loved her ass. Charlie Sykes made Rebecca Clayfish, the former WTMJ morning monster, Charlie. Now, you know, changed his stripes and gets lots of hits on MSNBC, that kind of stuff. But anyways, back to this splendidly written letter by Rebecca Clayfish's campaign. But after 8 years of Governor Walker and I fighting the special interest cronies and winning, it took all but a minute for radical liberal Tony Evers to allow them right back in. Tony, open borders for radical liberalism.
You mean what?
Wait, contrast her message with that of Tim Michaels. What's Michaels say? He's going to turn Madison upside down.
Yeah,
now contrast that message with her far more thoughtful message. Now, as we're fighting to flip Wisconsin, I've once again become public enemy number one to the Madison Swamp. Because they know they can never control me. This toss-up governor's race isn't just about how we beat the swamp before. It's about how we're going to drain it bone dry after we fire Evers. A bone dry swamp.
I mean, she was there, right, with Scott Walker for, what, 8 years, right? And did they, was it bone dry when they left? And what exactly did they do to drain the swamp of special interest?
Well, she does do a little bragging here, Dan.
All right, let's hear it.
Again, from the missive from Rebecca for Governor. After defying the odds back in 2010 by working with the grassroots and the Tea Party, was that you? Weren't you part of that movement, Dan?
Taxed enough already, baby.
Governor Walker and I balanced our state's checkbook like every family has to do. You know, by sort of punting debt into future budgetary cycles. And on a cash accounting system, because they never did switch over to accrual accounting. You know, I'm no accounting major, Dom, but even I know if you got $1 in your pocket, you balance the books under cash
accounting.
And so they didn't really solve anything, did they?
It's a legislative requirement. It's a law in this in the state
under
of Wisconsin.
Cash accounting, you must have $1 left in your pocket.
Right.
And if you do so, you balance the budget.
Oh, wow. They're so proud and excited to tell you that, hey, we actually followed the law.
You know what Tony Evers did? He created jobs and created surpluses. Some Scott Walker never quite met as a campaign promise.
Oh, well, the 200 and how many jobs?
200,000?
250,000 jobs?
Well, 8 years and counting, I think he came close. a little bit more here. After defying the odds back in 10, by working with the grassroots and the Tea Party, Governor Walker and I balanced our state's checkbook just like every family has to do. Well, actually, Scott Walker was negative $73,500 in personal debt.
Yeah, that's net worth.
When
though.
He ran. Well, yeah, but that's not exactly balancing your checkbook. He's still living in debt.
You can have a heavy debt burden and have a balanced checkbook.
Okay, Salvia. Your MBA, well spent. Simple enough, right? Well, those common sense changes certainly lit a fire under the Madison cronies who fought tooth and nail to defeat us. 100,000 protesters stormed Madison to defend the swamp and even tried to recall me. Yet once again, we fought and won, But today, the Swamp is back in control and more empowered than ever because of Tony Evers. The Swamp, it's like the Blob. It's like this creature that crawls out from the primordial
ooze. Something in the air, man. They're just pulling it out. And how many times? I mean, if you do a search on it, I mean, if you say the same word 16 times in one letter, you're kind of jumping the shark.
Well, she's got a few more buzzwords in here.
A few more
mixed in for good measure.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's going to take every last grassroots patriot in Wisconsin.
Oh, there you go.
To finish the job and drain the swamp for good this time. It's not good enough just to turn Madison upside down. See, that's Tim Michaels' statement. That's not enough.
No.
This makes for a cute slogan, but the truth is we need to dismantle Madison.
What?
All caps. Dismantle Madison.
Dismantle Madison. So dismantle Madison. The seat of government. I mean, as a Republican Party already flirting with, you know, authoritarianism and fascism, I'm not clear that this is really the look or the wording, that messaging they want to put out there.
You want to hear something that's going to be a little conflict at the dinner table later? She goes on to say, Rebecca Clayfish, running for governor here in the state of Wisconsin, we need to kick out every one of the bad bureaucrats and those lobbyists who concoct backroom deals. Well, that's what her husband's job is. He's literally a lobbyist. I mean, I love Joel, but Joel's a lobbyist by trade. You know, if you kick Joel out, maybe she's doing this purposefully. She likes Joel, you know, taking the kids to soccer and doing the Mr. Mom stuff, you know, since he's not at the Capitol. He's got more time, at least if he weren't lobbying all the time, you know, filling that swamp. So,
we
need to kick out every one of the bad bureaucrats and those lobbyists who concoct backroom deals. And we, the people, need to take back control of our state. But that all starts by speaking up and ensuring your voice is heard. So take the Drain the Swamp survey. Maybe we'll do so. Thank you, Rebecca Clayfish, former Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Republican candidate for governor. Come back, more devils. Phones are next, I swear. 844-967-2789.
It's just me and Fancy here right now, and everybody else in my family has moved away.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
Can we marry dogs?
You know what? I'm happy.